It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishnevalley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
It's Monday.
Yeah,
what kind of a question is that?
It is.
Hooray!
But it's going to be nice outside, so that's a good thing.
It actually wasn't bad yesterday. A little on the cool side, but it wasn't bad yesterday. A little cool this morning, 53 degrees outside right now, but we actually look like, at least for the start of the week, looks like we might have a pretty decent run here. Let's hope so. Dry out a little bit.
Yeah, for a couple days at least.
Yeah, dry out just a little. How are you this morning?
It's going to be a nice, beautiful week. People are going to turn them air conditioners on.
Wow.
I am positive.
I was waiting for you to be, oh, well, you know, I've been up for a while now.
No.
It's, you know, here we go.
The sun's shining.
Wow.
It's Monday. I know, it's Monday, but the sun's shining.
You have to put on a pair of sunglasses. You're beaming so brightly here this morning. Hey, Brett, tell us about Camblin's.
Hey, it's that time of year again. The time you leave your air-conditioned office, drive home in your air-conditioned car, and relax in your air-conditioned home, which maybe isn't as air-conditioned as it should be because you thought you'd get one more year out of that old air conditioner. Call Camblin Plumbing and Heating to make an appointment to talk about a new Lennox home comfort system. Look, no one ever says there's no place like work or car suite car, because home is the place where you have every right to be cozy, comfortable, and happy, not sweaty. Call Camblin Plumbing and Heating at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan to make an appointment, because a Lennox home comfort system will keep you comfortable for years to come.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Have a guest joining us in the studio this morning as Carol Schuler is in bright and early on a Monday with us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Very fine. Carol, for the last 87 years, has been the chair of the Cass County effort for the Relay for Life.
I have. Only it's only been 17, so 87 is quite a few, but it feels like that some days.
That was a little high,
but it's a great, great commitment, and we've enjoyed every step along the way.
Yeah, you get a lot of folks coming back year after year as volunteers, which is hard to do sometimes.
They come to me and want to volunteer. It's one of those commitments that once you've had somebody with cancer in your family, you want to help do something about it.
It's become a pretty good brand. That's always difficult when you start new types of fundraising efforts. There are many, many that have been tried and tried and tried. But when you come up with something a little bit different and then you stick to it and build on it and then you get that ball rolling, it's amazing the kind of a brand you can build.
Well, the brand's there, but so are the survivors. Anyone who's had cancer in their family or themselves has become a survivor. They're the ones that we relay for. So we relay to honor or in memory of someone who has had cancer. And that hasn't gone away. Although we want it to go away, we want to find that cure, that just continues to be a need in our community or anywhere.
And we probably heard a lot more out there from the researchers than we have maybe, say, 10 or 15 years ago as far as small advancements. We're starting to see some progress. We're hearing positive reports. That's got to keep people's spirits high.
It does. It keeps spirits high, but it all keeps people living a little longer, too. And so we have people that are up to 60, 65-year survivors, and we hear about it. Your media makes that possible. So it really does activate people to want to step forward and help.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about this year. What's different this year than in the past? Anything new?
Yeah, there are a couple of things new. Relay's all about the survivors. We have the survivor event that we invite them to. This year, the survivors, after they meet at 4:30 and have dinner provided by Hy-Vee at 5, will walk that track, and then we have what we call a survivor celebration on the field. So what we'll do is we'll have an area where survivors can come together and communicate and maybe pat each other on the back or mourn somebody that they've lost at the same time. So that's brand new. It's something we want the community and the survivors to come together and enjoy each other a little more. Sometimes the survivors take off after they walk their lap, and we want them to stay and enjoy the entertainment, enjoy the people around them, and just feel good about what's going on.
Relay for Life is very much has a big social component to it.
Totally social. In a lot of ways, it is. It's entertainment, and it's eating, and it's having people come together that maybe don't come together except for once a year. So it is that come together and be social part of it. We do mourn those that we've lost, but we also make sure that we pat each other on the back and are very social. Kiwanis is going to be there, and they'll be serving food. Again, food is a great aspect. One of the things that's new, you asked me about that, is Hy-Vee will be providing angel food cakes. Anyone, any community member or any team captain is welcome to take that cake and decorate it and bring it to Relay. And then we're going to do, we're going to auction those off to the highest bidder on a silent auction type of way to do that.
Very good.
Yes. Other new things, different entertainment this year. We've tried different people, different things. A lot of kids will be active. We're having Zumba and Taekwondo, demonstrations of that. And, of course, people in the audience are welcome to participate.
I just pulled a muscle listening to you say that.
Yes, I'll be on the sideline watching, too. How's that? Should be fun, though. It should be something that involves everybody there.
Remember when we could move like that?
No.
No, I don't either. The gray hair gives it all away. I guess we didn't talk too much about logistics. Date. Place?
Friday, June 19th, Atlantic High School track. Everyone's invited to attend. Survivors come at 4:30 to check in, 5 o'clock dinner. Free dinner provided by Hy-Vee. 6 p.m. is the time when we would like the survivors to take the track and everyone, all the teams be there to support them and to cheer for them as they go around that track for one more birthday. Relay's always been about celebrating another year. And so another year of birthdays, another year of survivorship, just another year of getting together and being social.
Just a few weeks away. What can folks still do at this point if they want to be involved some way?
Thanks for asking. Survivors, we want you to come. If you want to call Carla Akers, you're welcome to. Her number is 243-7443. Anyone, you don't have to call, but if you want to call, check in at 4:30. We'll feed you and we'll send you out on the track. If you're not able to walk around the track, we'll have wheelchairs available. So let us know if you're coming. Teams, you can still form a team. We have, I think, about 20 teams so far, and pull together a group of people that are willing to socialize, walk around that track, just have a major good time. Give me a call. Our Krista McDermott is our team captain, and she's at the Atlantic Medical Center, 243-2850. And pick up one of those angel food cakes if you want to decorate for our silent auction. Really, too, you can become a sponsor. We haven't printed the T-shirts. We always advertise our sponsors like KJN. And we put your name on the back of the T-shirt and say thank you. That way, all of the dollars we raise can go to the American Cancer Society to find a cure for cancer. So put together a team and come out and enjoy the evening. Anyone, walk out, sit in the stands. Enjoy the good weather, we hope, and see what's going on that night.
You get a lot of people involved in some way, from sponsorships to participants to businesses that get involved in sponsoring. You have individuals that will sponsor. You have all kinds of different ways that people get involved. It just seems like the majority of the county is involved in some way.
Absolutely. We have teams, of course, from across the county, sponsors from across the county. There's no one out there that doesn't have cancer in their lives at some point. So people want to be involved. Cancer is something you really can't do anything about. We can't prevent it yet. We're working on that. But this gives everybody the opportunity to feel like they've done something to help someone with cancer.
So many folks walk around with, you've got your phone sitting right here in front of you. I've got mine in my pocket here. I mean, so many of us are attached to the World Wide Web everywhere we go anymore. There is an internet component to this as well to try to make it easier for folks to get information, to get signed up.
There is. Chris, help me.
Yeah, if you go online to relayforlife.org/CassCountyIA, or if you just go to relay.org, it'll take you to the same place, and you can search a zip code and find Atlantic, the Cass County Relay. And you can donate there, you can form a team there, you can do all that there. If you're looking for an individual or a team that you specifically want to donate to their effort, you can find them on that site as a team. And then also you can find out information by going to Facebook and search for Relay for Life, Cass County, Iowa. And like that page there, and we'll keep you updated on what's coming up at Relay.
Chris is your IT guy?
Chris is my IT guy, and he's also the announcer at Relay for Life that night. So again, he's a big help and part of our committee.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like it's as easy as it possibly could be to do that. It's not like the old days where you had to go knocking door to door to ask people to sponsor per lap and whatever. There's still some of that, but it's a lot easier for folks who think they might want to get involved, but oh boy, how much of my time is it all going to take and stuff? And, you know, there are those concerns about having to go ask people for money. It's really not as difficult as it used to be.
It really isn't. You're right. I was one of those people that knocked on the door and maybe came after a whole afternoon of with $20. What it does, though, it takes that money and it gets in the right place at the right time. And it is easy to just come out and enjoy the evening. If you're afraid of knocking on doors, just come out and see what it's all about. It's a great way to help others. Your presence there is part of the support that we look for Relay for Life. Just being there that night and cheering people on make you feel good, but it really helps those survivors that are walking the track and those people in the teams that are out there.
Amazing. Once you get established like that, how much easier things can come together. You remember back that first year, how difficult was it just to get survivors to understand what was going on and to want to participate in something like that?
Very difficult, and nobody thinks there's anything out there free. This is free to survivors. And survivors, we should say, you could be a one-minute survivor. You could have gotten your diagnosis yesterday or this morning, for that matter. And they can, once you've got that diagnosis, you are a survivor. So please come and ask for, and you'll get the support that helps you get through another day.
Do they still do luminaries, too?
They do. Thank you for asking. About 9 o'clock at night, we light a candle in memory or in honor of anyone who's had cancer, or for that matter, a loved one that you might want to honor. Anyone can purchase a luminary. We've got luminary forms. You can just give me a call. Christy Libby is our luminary chairman. She's at the Atlantic Medical Center, 243-2850. Write down on a piece of paper in memory or in honor of this person you want. Stop out, drop it off, and we'll put together the bag and light that candle at about 9 o'clock or dark.
And even if you can't personally be there that night, your schedule doesn't allow for that, you can still honor someone.
Absolutely. We'll take care of it. We'll read their name, and we will make sure that they are honored that night.
Excellent. Is there anything we missed?
I'm sure there is, but I can't think of it right now. You're really good at pulling this out of me.
Well, we're going to visit again before
the
date gets here, too, just to get some of the last-minute logistics tied up so we answer any late questions and things for folks, too. But, you know, the planning, you know, it seems like there's a long time out for folks who haven't been involved in this. For you guys, this is the home stretch.
This is it. We started back in November, so... But it's a good way to spend your time. You know, you talked about time. This is something that doesn't take a lot of time, but makes really the good feelings come forth. So anybody that wants to participate, we want them there.
Compared to the time that folks spend going through treatments, whether it be, you know, radiation, chemotherapy, whatever, I suppose a little bit of our time to help out, it's really not that big in the grand scheme of things.
Pretty minor. And we talk about rain or shine, and that's the other thing. We're there no matter what. Somebody going through cancer treatments, it's a tough row. And we're just there one evening. So a little rain, a little wind, we're going to be there. So we welcome you to come out and include, enjoy us.
Yeah, your life doesn't stop just because you have a diagnosis. You still have lots of things to attend to, family, work, and all those other things. But, you know, you've got to, obviously you've got this other issue now to deal with. It's an overriding issue in your lives. So one evening, not that big a commitment.
No, pretty
not
small.
That big. Very good. Well, Carol, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.
And continued luck with that. If you want to check out more, you get online and find out more information, or you can make any of those phone calls as well and take care of that business. June 19th is coming up quicker than we think. I want to turn things back over to Brett here this morning so he can tell us a little bit more about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
One of the biggest waste of energy in your home is your hot water heater. It has to keep 40 to 50 gallons of water hot 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's a better way, and that way is a new Rinnai Instant Heat water heater. This great innovation provides hot water on demand every time and gives you virtually unlimited hot water. Taking up much less space than a traditional water heater, this unit will save you many dollars in energy cost each and every year. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has installed many of these revolutionary water heaters in residential and commercial settings with nothing but success and happiness for the homeowners. Give us a call soon and find out more about Rinnai units and let the pros install it for you. That's Camblin Plumbing and Heating at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan. Thought of the day today comes to us from Larry Hardiman. The word politics is derived from the word poly, meaning many, and the word ticks, meaning blood-sucking parasites. That ought to brighten your day this morning.
There's a good chuckle for a Monday morning. Huh? It's only funny because it's funny. thanks for coming in, Brett. Appreciate it. Carol, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it as always. And check out more information online or give them a call to find out about the upcoming Cass County Relay for Life event June 19th at the Atlantic Track and Field Complex. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.